All right. A couple things that I was really proud of with our basketball team. I thought it's not a normal, maybe it's normal for an NBA routine to play that quick of a turnaround, but with the game Thursday night and then really not having a whole lot of practice time to prepare for this team that we've only played once in the season, our guys did a tremendous job of locking in. We made a couple of adjustments yesterday in practice, didn't really practice live, and were able to implement those things in a practice setting. You know, our guys in bed last night, we got up early and had a little shoot around and a film session, and it's not easy on the fly to play a game of this magnitude with that short of rest. So that was the main thing, one of the big things that I was certainly proud of. And then, you know, really a couple different games. The first half, things were going well, playing well, rebounding, not turning the ball over. And then there's some disappointment with the way we came out of the locker room in the second half and had four straight turnovers, and it just sucked the life out of the arena. We couldn't defend some of those turnovers. They got transition baskets. And really, we had an opportunity maybe to, with that momentum, as is the case in basketball, to lose some of that momentum. And it's hard to recapture that. We did that two times. From there, we actually bounced back, and then we gave up another lead, and then we bounced back. And needless to say, I think Brandon hit some huge shots for us. But more than anything, I think our defense was the key. We have a kill, what we call a kill, where you get five straight stops. And from the media timeout at 3-something, we managed to get two kills to finish the game. And it was big, and then made some shots at the other end. And what an environment for this building and an opportunity for us to beat such a great team that we have yet to beat since I've been here. And to do it in this environment on ESPN was a pretty special afternoon.
A much different game for Jakob this year against Trubisky. Talk about just the progress that he's made from that game to this year.
Well, I think we all know, you know, Stick kind of Captain Obvious. He's matured. He's gotten stronger. He's slowed down. He's developed a couple of go-to moves, a couple of counter moves, shooting the free throw well. And, you know, they did a nice job. That's a big team. Arizona's got 3 7-foot guys and a lot of muscle. That's an NCAA big, strong team, and for, you know, I thought we did a great job of getting him the ball, and he was efficient as he always is. And you know, found they went to some double team ideas in the second half. We had a couple turnovers out of it where we probably should have had dunks, but for the most part, he's not just efficient and productive for us, but he does a nice job of moving the ball, and I think he's actually making the game a little easier for some other guys off of those double teams.
Considering what was at stake and how you responded on the stage against the team you're playing, and now that you've clinched the top four spot, is this maybe the biggest win since you've been here, the regular season anyway?
Well, you know, I think I'm going to be careful to – I don't know that we beat a top 10 team. They were a top 10 team. It was a team that we'd never beat before, so I'd be lying if I said it wasn't pretty important. But as I addressed with the team afterwards, and it's been my favorite saying for those in the room – that have been around the last 5 years, you're never as good as you think you are, and you're never as bad as you think you are. And I learned that lesson real well from my NBA days, and you're always playing a game, usually the next day or maybe a day off, and it's just about a consistency to keep getting better. And so I'm hesitant to say, man, this was as good as it gets, because we're only going to be as good as our next game. And then that's kind of the approach that we have, winning the next 4 minutes, winning the next play, kind of getting our handle on what we can control. We're going to enjoy it for a couple days and celebrate it. It's a pretty darn good feeling, but hopefully some of our bigger wins still have yet to come. You know, there's things that we haven't accomplished in the Pac-12 tournament, the NCAA tournament, so humble and hungry we will remain.
How about Brandon? I mean, especially since that Oregon State game, and he's gotten a lot of criticism for that sort of stretch.
From you?
Well,
from you,
yeah.
Or social media?
Social media. And, you know, I mean, what have you seen from him the last couple of weeks, and especially in this game, just kind of taking over when you guys were down for the count a little bit?
Well, you know, it's really one of the cooler things. And again, it's not over. The season's not over. And I think Brandon understands that, but he's in the middle of a couple plays this season that might have finished somebody else off if you're not the kind of character and caliber of person that he is. you know, from the free throws at Stanford and the foul at Oregon State. Those are a couple of games that really we had in hand. And those trips were hard. You know, being in Palo Alto and Berkeley for 3 days between games, when you lose a game like that and then you have to sit, that's why the season feels a little longer. Instead of a three-day layover in San Francisco, it felt like about a week. And then we were together in Eugene in the rain, and you lose to Oregon State, and you got to sit there. And it's really hard. But we had some great meetings. And if there's one guy on our team that I wouldn't bet against bouncing back, it would be Brandon. And I told him that the Lord didn't put these mishaps in front of him thinking he couldn't handle it. And he's been tremendous. He hasn't given up. And I couldn't feel better for the guy. The fact that he's come back and, you know, he didn't win the game for us. He didn't win the game for us the other night or in USC or UCLA. But he's sure been a big catalyst, and just true to his nature that he's never given up. And it's really darn cool. It's neat to see for him to be able to get some of that taste out of his mouth and enjoy the tail end of his senior year.
You guys were able to control the paint in the first half. Things shifted a bit in the second, and then how nice is it to have that option when things aren't working down well?
Well, you know, against this team, number one rebounding team in the Pac-12, to have the same number of defensive rebounds against them was a focal point. And I thought, you know, Bricott, Kuz, Jakob did a great job. Even our guards got in and rebounded. You know, it was hard to control the paint when we were turning the ball over. And then we gave up a handful of offensive rebounds during that stretch where the momentum, you were there, you felt it. It was like, man, and you know how it goes in basketball when that momentum kind of ends. And then we got some stops and made some plays. So I've thought, you know, we had a couple guys that didn't play particularly well, but I think it's the essence of a team that you got enough guys that get it going. And, you know, that's basketball, and we'll be ready to go next time. And hopefully we have enough weapons that you can get, as I've said all year, if you can get, instead of maybe two guys playing well, if you can get three or four or sometimes five, with our defensive focus, I think we've got a pretty high-powered offensive team.
You mentioned the turnovers, and there were about, I think, four in the first 4 minutes of the second
first
half.
Four possessions.
And, you know, after that, only three the rest of the way. How did things turn around after that?
Well, I threatened to chop their fingers off in the timeout if they kept doing that. We just talked about it. Yeah, it was pretty obvious, evident to everybody. I thought we got sloppy. Thought we came out, we made some kind of crazy it wasn't what we talked about all week leading up to these games, taking care of the ball and having a sense of urgency with it. Thought we came out, got a little loosey-goosey and threw some balls away, and that's not us. You know, that's going to get you beat. We're fortunate to be able to bounce back from it, but that's what we did. We started dialing in and taking a little bit more importance with the ball. That's a really good defensive team. That's probably the best defensive team in our conference. You know, they don't make many mistakes, and they're physical. So you can't give them turnovers. They're going to make it hard enough for you to miss shots and go on their own. But when you turn the ball over against that team, it's really problematic, and we need to stop it. We did.
You referenced the defense at the end of the game, those last 2.5 minutes. Was that energy, effort, attention to detail? What was the key to shutting them out at the end?
Well, I mean, they missed shots. We were there were a couple times where we gave up open shots in that stretch where they were going. I don't want to be the kind of team that plays better defense when you're making shots, but that was that momentum turn where the building's alive, we got a couple baskets, we feel good, and I think it's just kind of natural in the game of basketball that you go down and you're dialed in. If you miss easy shots or attempted dunks and you turn the ball over, I think most teams carry some of that baggage back with them and they don't complete the possession. That's kind of what happened to us in that second half, and the building came alive and we had some energy. Jakob got a lot of defensive rebounds. You know, they miss shots. It's a combination of things. But those kills that we talked about where you get five straight stops two different times going down the stretch was big.
Considering the way the Pac-12 season started for you to end up with clinching a first round bye even with one game left, what does that mean for this program?
Well, you know, that was our goal before the Washington State week. We lost the games at Oregon, and I don't talk about wins and losses and standings very often, but I wanted our guys to see that we were a half a game out of one of those first top four seeds. And that's been a goal. You know, it's hard to win the Pac-12 tournament when you've got to play four straight nights. And so for us to not have to play that initial night is a real positive thing, you know. And we've just kept chopping wood. We didn't start off well. 9 out of 16 of our first games were on the road. It's a little bit hard, you know, backloaded for us. And now we've done what we needed to do at home, taking care of business. And we got senior night next Saturday. And, you know, hopefully we'll be ready for that and for Vegas.
What does a win like this do to set you up for the month of March and tournament? I
wouldn't read too much into it. I've never have. You know, again, we're going to control what we can, and that's take the next 2 days off and practice on Monday. And I don't sit in those selection Sunday rooms, on the committee rooms. I don't know who they're going to have us play, those types of things. I can't predict what the future holds. We're just going to keep trying to focus on what it is we need to get better at. And the one thing that I've been really pleased with, I think we're playing our best basketball of the year. And it's not something you take for granted right now and then forget what got us here. So that's the key, is getting things clicking, cleaning up a few things that are broken, and hopefully we can keep it going.
A lot of energy and emotion in the hallway at the end of the game, probably more we couldn't see. You happy to have a little extra time off to get ready for the next game?
Yeah, you have to be careful what you wish for. You have to get a little bit creative because the guys need some time, but at the same time, you don't want to have too much extended time, especially in light of the tournament starting after Colorado. So our guys have been pretty good finding the balance and, you know, the time off in our own beds. We've got a bunch of academic things. It's been good for our guys to get back in class and be able to focus on some of those rather than being in the hotel. So we'll take it. There's no doubt about it.
There was a lot of talk about storming the court from Arizona this week.
We built in the 12-foot riser around the. That's what Colorado needs to do, is just put a little trench in around their court. But it's pretty user friendly at Colorado. You know, you're right. You just run down the stairs and you're on the court. Here, it's not so much. Guys are gonna break limbs if they try to come down. So, it's probably a valid concern. It's gotten a little bit carried away, you know, and we're not the ones having court stormed. You know, as Sean Miller said, it happens to them a lot with their success. Teams get excited about it. His team, if our team was constantly in danger, I'd probably be raising the issue as well. So, again, it hasn't happened to us a whole lot. Hopefully it won't. But
isn't that a good thing if it does happen? I mean, it means you're program successful.
Oh, you mean if our fans are storming here?
No. If somebody stormed the court on you guys.
That means we lost.
All right.
You got me all twisted up.
That was
a
photographer's ask question.
Larry, did you feel like there was a point in the game where maybe guys were getting a little bit too reliant on three-pointers, and how did Arizona's post-defense kind of factor into?
Well, we got open looks. There was some penetration where we made an extra pass and guys missed. You know, we missed a bunch of open shots. As that game was winding down, I'm standing there when we're missing them. You know, Dakari had a number of misses, Jordan. At the end of the day, you can't complicate the game. If you get an open shot, you should shoot it, and I'm not going to tell our guys not to with the way they have been shooting. But, I thought it was a decent combination with Jakob. They had paid some extra attention to him. When we didn't turn it over, we got some open shots. And I like an open three. I mean, they add up a lot faster than a two. So we're going to keep trying to do the same thing.
What does it mean for your team to, obviously, a huge game for senior night, and Colorado has been doing pretty well. What does it mean to have sort of that week where you can just kind of prepare, rest, guys can have some days off if they need it?
Well, I mean, we got to – it's always a – catch 22. We got to find a balance. And I really like our guys. They come in when they need to work. We've got a lot of gym rats. This isn't a time of year. I think we're as healthy as you can possibly be this time of year. Kenneth is actually starting to get back into doing a few things. So it's a blend maybe with the bomb squad, the second unit. Those guys might need to come in and get a little bit more, and the other guys a little more maintenance and injury. You don't want to get to the point where you're losing your edge. So I haven't really taken a look at that schedule next week, but we'll try to get creative with it and make the most sense out of it.
You talk about the bomb squad. Rakot really has had two back-to-back very solid games. What's going on with him?
You'll have to ask him. I don't know. He's eating right. He's up to 211. He's starting to look like a power forward, rebounding. He looks like he's having fun, you know, and game of basketball over the college season, there's a lot of ups and downs, and it's nice. I've said that all along. The more people you can get playing well or feeling confident this time of year, it's a bonus for us. And he's really picked up the slack, I think. Done a nice job the last two ball games.
Any more questions?